like a kli, kololim, kli adama, the avikavim tuma. This kli now, when it comes out of the manure, when it comes out of the waste of the animal, is considered like kli gololim. Now the other law is not makabel tuma. The other mark was we learned kli avonim, kli gololim, kli adama, avikavim tuma. It's not makabel tuma at all. Lemon divrei tarav, lemon divrei seif, even with rabbanim not. I do know loy heavy yichul. It's not considered like it was rotten away in the stomach of the animal. Again, I do maybe loy heavy yichul. It's not called like it was digested in the animal. That's the shaila. Again, when that elephant swallowed twigs, and then inside its stomach it became into a basket, and now it came out. So is it called like it was digested in the body of in the elephant? And what comes out is called gilolim, and that's the law of kli gilolim. It's not makabel tuma. Well, now you know it's not called digested. It went in a twig and it came out twigs. And now it came into the form of a kli. So maybe it's still fit to be a makabel tuma. That would be the shaila. Is this kli considered kli gilolim? Or maybe no, it's not considered ichul. It's not considered digested. It's not called a kli gilolim. Rather, it's called a regular kli. That could be makabel tuma. That's the shaila. So Mora says, okay, if should lay, let me be pasha. I'll tell you the answer. Meyodi yom ula, from what ula said, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik. In the name of we heard of from Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik, that he said it once happened in the Maisa Ubalu Zeivim that a wolf once swallowed up Shnei Tinoikas, two kids, the Avir Yad in the other side of the Yardin, Ubo Maisa Zechachom Zechom, they asked the Shal of Chomim that Mashma came out of the wolf. So when it came out, they want to know, was there Tumas Mesa not? There were kids. Now the Mason, does it have a Tumas Mesa? Is the Bosa still considered Bosa? Is there a Tumma Mesa not? And the Chum said, V'tiru es ha-Bosa. They said that the Bosa is torah, it has no Tumas Mesa. So here you see, since it went through the animal, it's sort of like it was digested there, it's not called Bosa anymore. So by Yoso, that this twigs that went through the elephant, it's considered Ichul, and it's not called a regular Kli, but called a Kli Gilolim, and the Chum should not be Makabel Tumma. So Moses says, no, you can't bring any proof. I'll tell you, Shani Bosa. Bosa of a person is different. The rochich, it's very soft. Since it's soft, therefore it's called digested. It has no tumor to it. But maybe if I use twigs, that's a little bit harder, maybe it's not called digested, it's still called the same twigs. Or it says, no, for lift ship me safe. Let me bring you proof from the end, from the sefer. It says, with timu es hatzomis, but the bones of the tinoikus, that had a tumas mace on it. So here you see, something that's hard is not called an ichel. So here twigs also is called hard. It should not be called an ichel. So Mora says, no, also, Shani Yatzomis Akushetvei could be bones are very, very hard. So Chanami, something so hard like bones and the Chanami, that's not an ichol, that's not digested, that still is called the same matter as before. But Shankin over here, twigs, we still have a suffix. Therefore, that's a suffix when the elephant swallowed up the twigs and it came out with a kli. Is it called a kli eitz that is makabel tuma, or is it called a kli galolim that's not makabel tuma? The other Gemara says, "Boy, Reb Zera, Reb Zera, asks a question like this: what's going to be chitim wheat sheyordu ba'ovim that comes down from the clouds? The clouds like throw down wheat. Ma, what's the loch? So what's the lemai? What is magetu? Ilim nochis. If you want to, could you use this wheat to make manochis with? Amaloi, why not? It's regular wheat. The pshat from the wheat is like Rashi brings down that the clouds go down to the ocean of kindness." And it swallows up the water, and it could be it was full of wheat there, and now the wheat comes down through the clouds. So why isn't it kosher l'manochus? Ela rather shalu is l'shtei lechem. Is it kosher to use for l'shtei lechem? Amai, what's the shaila? Because the pasuk says, mi mosh v'seichem. You have to take wheat from Eretz Yisrael itself, or mosh v'seichem. Om rachmona, that's what the Torah says. So what does that mean? Does it mean la'afuke de chutzlaretz? You just can't use wheat that was grown in chutzlaretz. Delay, that's no good. Well, the yovim shapadami, but the wheat that comes down from the clouds, maybe it is good. Or do we maybe know? Mi moshvaseichem dafka. It means the only where you're living means on the ground. The wheat has to only come from the ground. Ve'afil the yovim namilo, but you cannot use the wheat that was taken up by the clouds and now come down from the clouds. Maybe that's absurd to be used for the shtei lechem. That's the shayla. So that was the shayla. Now the Gemara says the chlalu miyika kaigazim. Did you ever hear of such a case? That the clouds, like it rains down wheat. Who ever heard of that? Smur says, in yes, ki di aydi taya, v'nochus lay rum kizva chiti, but losa pasi. Smur says, yes, it happened once, ki di aydi taya. It once happened to Aidi, the Arab, that Nochas Legen Rum Kizvo, it once fell down the height of Mamish, of a Tefach. Nochas Le Rum Kizvo Chiti Betlosa Parsi, spread over an area of 3 Pasois, there was a Tefach high of wheat. So you see, it could happen. So therefore, that was a Shalaz, a Kosher of Kosher Lechemanat. Boy Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, She Boiles Sheviyo Shlish Koidim Lioimer. You have a stalk of wheat, let's say, Sheviyo Shlish, that it was a third grown before Pesach. The Okran, you uprooted it before Pesach. And now Pesach went by, the Yemma passed by, so it was not with Bachilo. But then after Pesach, Vishosla Liach Leimer, you again put it back in the ground to grow more after Pesach. Vyasifa, now this stalk grew more. So now, what's the locha? Bosa, Rikarazin, there you go, Bosa, the Ikra, the stalk, which the Oimer was matured already. Visharya, it's Mutta, Visharya Oimer, the Oimer was matured, you'll not eat it. Aduma, maybe no. Bosa, Taisethus is leaning, go Bosa, the new crop that's growing right now. You're planting it again and it's growing higher more. So it grows new now, it's a Chodesh. This is growing after the Oimer, so it's not Mutta until next year, Pesach. Viachiyovi Oimer Habor, it should be Yosa, that's the Shiloh. Samura says, Tifshit Lei, I'll bring your pshitas against you, Mihod Yomar Bavua. That's what Bavua said. Omer Rav Yechanan, Omer Rav Yechanan. That Yaldo, Shesivcha Bezichnom, we have a young branch from a tree of Orla, it's only 2 years old, and you graft it on now to a Zichnan older tree. Ovo Paris, and on this branch, there was a pre, so that pre was Orla. So it says now, Filo Hoysif of a Messiah, even if it grows 200 times more, and what grows new now is not Orla. Because what grows new now is growing out of the old tree, that's not Orla. Still, it's also. So who you see, always goes Basa the Ikka. And since the Ikka was Orla, it still remains Orla. So by us also, it should be Mutter, because the Ikka, the Oimer, was Matir. If you have Shmuel, Banachmin, or Yenisin, Basla, you have an onion, Shesos, Lubikerim, that you planted in a vineyard, Vinekar, Hakerim, and then you uprooted the Kerim. So kids, when you first planted it, had an isaklaim on it. That says, I feel a hoisip of Messiah, even if 200 times grow more on it now, still it's also. Why? Because you go boss of the Iker. Since the Iker has an isaklaim on it, it still remains also. So who you see here, that you go boss of the Iker. Says, so by us also, it should be Mutter. Smurah says, no, it could be, he goofer coming well, this goofer is our Shiloh. Mifshat shitilu l'rabbonin. Is it so simple to the Rabbonin? The boss of Iker has linen, that's true. They hold for sure you go boss of the Ikum, what it started out with, and Leishno Lekulu Leishno Lechumra. Whether it's Lekulu Lechumra, both you'd say it. Because these last two cases here, you go in the Chumra. Now since the Ikum was Orla, or since the Ikum was Klayim, it still remains Klayim. But, nerds, so the one side is, yes, they hold out the Ikumradin, and even by us, what's Negei Lekulu, it'd go Lekulu also. But the other side was no, Iduma maybe no, maybe really Svuki Misafkalu, so I don't have a suffix what the locker is. Or Lechumra Aminan, Lechumra Layamrinan, Tekum. He only meant to say Lechumra. Like over here, you go Lechumra to say, it's still called Ola, it's still called Klayim. But in our Shiloh, where the Oimer was first Mata, this stalk, it was only a third grown, and now you replant it, it could be Lechumra, we would not say go Bosa Ikka. But rather, we have to go Lechumra to say no. Maybe you don't go Bosa the Ikka. That you should go Bosa the Ikka to say that it's Mutter. That since the Ikka was, the Oimer was Matter, has no Isachadish, it still remains Mutter. But the other side is no. That maybe it's only a Suffolk, and therefore here, you have to go Lechumra. And therefore we go Lechumra to say you don't go Bosa the Ikka. To say no, what grows now is Chodesh, and therefore be Yosa. So take it, that's the Shailah. Boy, Rabbel and Yemaisa, my Hechidamach Goyin. All right, we'll stop yet.
Continue on the other side. Just wait till you end the tape and turn over. We'll start on the other side the next day.